I want to talk to you about the kingdom of light. Somebody say the kingdom of light. It's a kingdom of God. And we live in a paradox in that, we'll look at it in a minute, but in that we live in this world, but we're not in this kingdom. We are foreigners. This world is not my home. And I want to talk to you about this tonight, this paradox. And I want us, I'm always trying to think myself and to help you to think over on this side. You know, I told this to level two. There's a guy, he's about 280, 6'4". You know what? Just muscles, muscles, muscles. And then there's another guy, and he's about 160 pounds. You know what? 5'4". And just not, you know what, so many muscles. You know what? Who wins? Or to say it like this, how does the 160-pound man win? Somebody said Jesus. Yeah, that's a good answer. How many know Jesus is always the answer? So, but that's not the answer. It depends on where they're fighting. Because the 160-pound man is an outstanding swimmer. And they're fighting in the backyard. And all this guy has to do is somehow trip him up and get him in the pool. He's in the pool, it's a no-brainer who's going to win. Are you following me? And listen, and with us, it's the same way. You are called to be more than a conqueror. That's who you are. That's who God says you are. But that same Bible that says you're more than conqueror says, set your minds on the things above, not the things beneath. Are you hearing me? So if you're, you know what, if you're fighting, the Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities of the air. The Bible says that, watch this, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, everybody say our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty, listen to this, for the pulling down of strongholds. What's that? Strongholds are realities, somebody say realities, that over a period of time, through people's belief and people's words, have created these realities on this earth that will hinder you from accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish in your life. And those things are real. Look at your neighbor, say, those things are real. But the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are mighty for pulling down those strongholds. You know, what are you going to do? You got this huge building in front of you. What are you going to do? Well, if you pull it down, then you just walk over it. Do you understand? The weapons of our warfare are mighty. Everybody say our weapons are mighty. One of the weapons that the Bible, and I'm getting way ahead of myself because we're going to go through this, you know what, I'm going to show you some scripture, but this is just an introduction. You know, the Bible says we're not conformed to the world, but we're transformed, everybody say transformed, by the renewal of our mind. So you start to understand the authority that you have, and you start to walk in that authority. You start to pull down the strongholds, and you start to walk in victory in your life. Somebody say the kingdom of light. So let's talk about it tonight. Let's turn to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Let's start with verse 9. John chapter 17, verse 9. Of course, I'm reading out of the New King James. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. This is Jesus talking. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now, I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. These are where?
In the world.
They're in the world. He's talking about his disciples. And I came to you, Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they might be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Just a side note. God wants his joy fulfilled in you. Your life doesn't have to be depressed and miserable and none of that stuff. Verse 14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Say they're not of the world. Just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. All eyes up here. God's not, God, listen. I would just wish God would get me to heaven. You ugly thing, you. Well, that's an ugly thought. I won't call you ugly. I repent. But that's an ugly thought. You don't, listen, you can't, there's no crying in baseball. You can't leave now. I like what Paul said. He said in Philippians, he said, you know what, I would rather go. Well, duh. Who don't want to go and be in heaven? But we have to not be selfish and stay here and get some work done. The Bible said there's only a little bit of time. You can't work at night, but we got some day to work. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. That's not what I'm praying. But that you should keep them from the evil one. That's what I'm praying. I'm praying that you be strong in this world. That you be mighty. That you be good, faithful. The Bible said, Paul told Timothy, you be a good warrior. How many know you got to suffer some stuff? Suffer? I never heard that in the Bible. That's what he says. You got to suffer some stuff. What are you suffering? Not sickness and disease. We're not talking about suffering sickness and disease. No, sickness and disease is not of our kingdom. Amen? We're talking about the hostility that comes from being a Christian. Amen? Well, look what it says. Verse 16. They are not of the world just as I am not of the world. They are not of the world. They are not of the world. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not of this world. See, you're not in this kingdom. This is a kingdom of darkness. But you're in the kingdom of light. Amen. My first point, write this down. The kingdom of God is where King Jesus is honored. The kingdom of God is where King Jesus is honored. God said to Jesus, let me tell you why I'm going to put your name above every single name that is named. Here's why. Because you were willing to die, and even to die on a cross. You suffered that you might redeem everyone unto me. And God, who absolutely is crazy over you, was so grateful to his son for being obedient. So he says that because of that, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make your name above every other name that is named in heaven and of earth. That's what he says. The kingdom of God is a place where Jesus, King Jesus, is honored. How many know they're honoring Jesus in heaven? Oh, Jesus is honored in heaven. Sits at the right hand of the Father. He's honored in heaven. Well, we can have a kingdom on this earth where we are honoring. You know, Hope Community ought to be a kingdom. Kingdom of light. You know what? There ought to be a real tangible difference between being here and being at Home Depot. Somebody say amen to this. Why? Because this is a place. This room is sanctified. This property is sanctified. It's set apart. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Listen to this. For all these things the Gentiles seek. What were the Gentiles? The Gentiles were the people without God. That's who they were. No. The Gentiles are, watch this, the Gentiles are having to seek this stuff because they have to get the stuff themselves. That's why they're seeking it. How many know back then, so much of our time is spent on getting water. Is this not right? Why? Because we just turn on the tap and boom, we have systems that deliver water to us. But back then, they didn't have systems that even just getting water was an issue. Are you understanding this? Our food distribution system that we have. You know what? I mean, you're hungry. What do? You go to Chipotle and get something to eat, right? You know what? Or you go to the grocery store and you get something. You go home and cook something to eat. Okay. How many know back then? You know what? It was a whole different story. The whole process was completely different. And what Jesus is pointing out is that the people without God have got to figure all this out themselves. Watch this. But you are in a different kingdom. Say, I'm in the kingdom of light. So because you're in a different kingdom, you don't have to do what they do. After all these things the Gentiles seek. Here's what we have misinterpreted this scripture. The world has misinterpreted this scripture. Pastors have misinterpreted this scripture and acted like it was like seeking these things was ungodly. Listen, listen. These people are just trying to feed their stomachs and put clothes on their backs. The reality, though, is that if we're in the kingdom of God, God has promised to take care of us. What we, you see this? For after these, the Gentiles seek. They're the ones who are doing all that. No. You're different. You're in the kingdom of God. When you become into the kingdom of God, God is obligated to take responsibility about you. Amen. When Tamara and I were single, you know what? I didn't have to take care of Tyler. I didn't have to take care of Megan. I don't have to take care of Shayla. Right? Why? Because they were not in my family. But we got married, and then we had Shayla. When we had Shayla, now all of a sudden, we're obligated to take care of her. And watch this. And how many know it's not an obligation? You know what? I didn't go to the grocery store and go, he gas, you know what I mean? You know, gotta buy these diapers, gotta buy these wipes, you know what I mean? I didn't think that. This true story. I used to enjoy getting diapers and wipes for Shayla. Amen. It was like, yes, you know what I mean? Pastor, that's weird. Well, that's fatherhood. Amen. I'm serious. Now, I did get happy when something was on sale. Amen. That's the truth. But I remember going down the aisle and being excited. You know what? Listen, God, it is God's great joy to provide for you and I. But we're in his kingdom. Let's start with 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, see, you're the kingdom. For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But what is our job? Our job is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know what? You'd be amazed if you would just focus. You know, I remember when Tamara and I started pastoring here, and we had a multi-level business. It was an awesome business. And we were able to generate enough money in a short period of time to get Tamara to stop working at her regular job. That was a blessing. And we had plans that in the course of time, as our business kept on continuing to grow, that it would grow exponentially and it would be a big blessing to Tamara and I. And then we came here, and you know what? And I was like, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, you just got to put that to bed. That was good for a season. And it really, really taught me. God was so good because it really taught me how to be an entrepreneur, which I needed to be as a pastor of this church. So I know it was from God that I learned these things. But when he said, put that to bed, you know what? And then Tamara started, and Tamara and I both worked hard in building and developing and redecorating and raising the funds and all the things and all the things that it took to create an atmosphere that people would enjoy to come. All that work. And during that time, we just lived in an apartment. But the Holy Spirit spoke to us. See, we always knew that God was going to take care of us. Why? Because we're in the kingdom of God. Remember my story? I told Tamara, don't worry about it. We're just going to live with my parents. God will provide. Remember this story? So I always knew that God was going to provide for us. And God spoke to us supernaturally. How many of the Bible says, Paul writes Timothy and he says, through the prophetic, you're going to wage a good warfare. And so God spoke to us and said, don't worry about your house. Just take care of my house, and I'll take care of your house. Amen. Amen. And so that's what we did. We just focused on his house. And I'm telling you what, he took care of our house. Supernaturally. Provided monies. You know what? To us that came in. Ideas. Thoughts that came in. And we would just be obedient to what he asked us to do. And so when this opportunity to purchase this house came about, we had enough money to not only put a down payment, but to put a good down payment on. Can you say amen to this?
Amen.
You know, well, that's all that is God? Oh, absolutely it is. See, I don't know why we don't understand. This is the most practical book on the face of the world. This will teach you. This will show you how to live a good life. A great life. God says, I will take care of you. I want you to focus on the kingdom of God and let me take care of you. Because you're not without God. So you focus on me. And that's what God said. He said, don't worry about your house. I'm going to take care of your house. You take care of my house. Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen. So number one, God's kingdom is a kingdom where Jesus is honored. What are we doing? We're honoring Jesus. We're honoring what Jesus tells us to do. He's telling us, I want you to stop that business. I want you to, you know what? We had these magnets. They were big magnets that we bought. They didn't look like magnets. They looked like signs. But boom, I had them on both sides of my car. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, stay at home and make a good income. And I had our phone number. And that's what we were doing. It was a great business. A great home-based business. What'd you do with those magnets? I took them off. I remember the day I took them off. And I just told, you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're just going to focus. See, God has promised to take care of us. But the kingdom, if you want to be in the kingdom of God, you got to focus on Jesus. The Bible says that, you know what, that what we need to fight like a good soldier, watch this, and it says a good soldier doesn't concern himself with the affairs of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Soldier's not out there in the, in warfare thinking about getting a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. Right? Amen. Not thinking about that. You know what? How many hear what the Holy Spirit is saying? How many would confess sometimes we just think too much about the concerns of this world? We're in God's kingdom. We got to get off of that concern. All this. No. God, take care of you. You just focus on God.
Amen.
Focus on his kingdom. Amen. Amen. Number two, the kingdom of God requires a change of citizenship. You got to change your citizenship. John chapter 3, starting with verse 1. Look at this. John chapter 3, starting with verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly. How many know God tells the truth all the time? Most assuredly. Everybody say most assuredly. No, guys, this is for sure. God can't lie. I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You have to get born again. Yeah, but you know what, Pastor? But now I do this yoga thing, and I you know, focus on good thoughts. That ain't gonna save you, Jackson. Amen. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old?" I think, what are you talking about, born again? How could a man, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now watch, he's gonna explain this. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you." Can I just stop there? I need to stop. The first, "most assuredly," Jesus says, you know what? Listen, he's telling you, guys, you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're born of the Spirit. I'll explain what that means. But here's what I want to say to you. There's all kinds of talk. There's all kinds of new age-ness, all this new stuff. You know what? I'm just telling you what. God is true. He is true all day long. And when it's time to figure this out, isn't after you died. Can somebody say amen to this? The disrespect that is taking place, you know what, on the earth, the mocking of the ungodliness that's taking place. Oh my goodness, church, we need to be children of light because they need us. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is," watch this, "born of water." The Mormons will tell you, you know what that means? That means you need to be baptized. Mormons believe unless you're baptized, you're going to hell. One of the false doctrines Mormons believe. Should you be baptized? Absolutely. Why? Because Jesus said be baptized. But baptism isn't a requirement to get to heaven. If baptism was a requirement to get to heaven, then the guy on the cross wouldn't get to heaven. Is that not right? Baptism is obedience to God. He's just saying you need to tell people what happened inside of you. Born, what is born of water? Born of water means, you know what? You ever heard, you know what? My water broke. Remember when Tamara was pregnant with Shayla, it was about 5:00 in the morning. We had just gone to the doctor. The doctor told us, you know what, that Shayla, you know what, everything looks right, everything looks on schedule. And so, you know, Shayla will be born in about 2 weeks. We said, okay. We went home that night, went to sleep in the morning. About 5:00 in the morning, Tamara woke me up and said, "My water broke. We're going to have a baby." How many know sometimes when you first wake up, you're not thinking? True story. I looked at Tamara, I said, "No, we ain't having a baby today." I'm thinking what the doctor said. Think of it. She's telling me her water broke, and I'm telling her what the doctor said. She says, "Drew, we are having a baby today. My water broke." Unless one is born of water, that's what it's talking about. But watch this. And the Spirit. Everybody say, "And the Spirit." See, do not be deceived. Guys, just flow with me in the back. Go to John 3:16. Say, "Pastor, I know this verse." Okay, good, good, good. Praise the Lord. How many glad you came tonight? Amen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. How many know God didn't send Jesus to condemn you? He sent Jesus to save you. But that the world through him might be saved. But look at verse 18. Look at this. For he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already. Watch this. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. All lies up here. I'll unwrap that. Without Jesus, you know what our problem is? Our problem is we have a sin problem. So we need someone to take away that sin, because unless someone takes away that sin, we can't hang out with God. Because God is a holy God and sin can't enter his presence. How many know there's no sin in heaven? There's no sin in heaven. So he got to clean you up. Watch this. But when you were born, the Bible says, a corruptible seed. So watch this. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but that through the world, through him, the world might be saved. But then he says, if you don't believe in the Son of God, let me tell you what you are. You're already condemned. Why? Because you are walking full of sin. And you have rejected the only one that can take sin from you. Is this making sense? See, unless, go back to, guys in the back, go back to the scripture in, where was it? Go back to the scripture in John 3. Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You have to be, oh, but Pastor, I heard, you know, you hear somebody say, you know what? Well, don't you know we're all just children of God? That's right. That's wrong. That's wrong. Everybody say, that's wrong. Say it five times. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. How's that wrong? Because we're not all children of God. You have to be born again. If you're not born again, you, listen, well, what are you? You're a creature, a creation of God. Watch this. But if you're not born again, you are just born one time. Watch this. And if you're born one time, you are born a corruptible seed. And you're in trouble. But if you're born two times, the second time you got born again, you were born in the Spirit. Are you learning something today? Oh, we're just all children of God. Wrong, 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 wrong. False doctrine, false assurance. You know what? Telling people a lie, telling people they don't need Jesus. Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what evil is. It's evil to have someone. You want to know what evil is? It's evil to have someone in the pool that needs rescuing and you aren't going to throw them the life vest. Yeah, but if I throw them a life vest, they might get mad at me because I'm saying Jesus is the only way. And they're going, well, it ain't about you. It's about them. Amen. Throw them the life vest that's going to save them. Love them enough. Understand. Listen, Jesus said they didn't love me. They ain't going to love you. You got people throwing that life vest back at you. You got to dodge because they're, You know what? I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need God. Oh, you know what? You Christians, you're just like this. You're just, you know what? You're just criticized. You know what? You're just so. Okay, listen. Just duck. Because there's somebody in that pool that is just like you. And they're going to take that life vest. And they're going to put it on. We have to get, you know, the Bible says, in the last days, men will become lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. I'm concerned for the church that we've got so, that we can fall into that same trap of being ashamed. I love what, and I'll close with this. We'll have to take the rest of the points up next week. But have you learned something today? Have you learned something today? But listen to this. But I love what Paul says in Romans. He says, listen, he says, let me tell you what. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I got people stoning me and people leaving me shipwrecked, leaving me in the ocean. I got people spitting on me. I got people stoning me. I got people, you know what, whipping me. I got people upset with me. I got the Gentiles. They hate me. The Jews, they hate me. My countrymen hate me and those who aren't my country. You know what? I got all kinds of, but let me tell you what. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For the gospel of Christ. You know what, Paul preached Jesus was the only way. Amen. Can I tell you what? Jesus is the only way. So just smile about it and just recognize, you know what, get your duckers ready and get ready to duck. But you know what? Bob and weave, man. Bob and weave. Right? Bob and weave. You know what I mean? But don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't freak out that they're going to hate you. Jesus said they're going to hate you. All right. But think about those who are going to be saved. Think about those who are going to receive it. I love you, but I'm in ministry here. How dare any of us to withhold because of us what they need? I'm going to tell you right now, you know what? You won't have plenty of people hate you. You know, we need to get some tougher skin. I heard one evangelist, and she said, you know what, we got puff Christians. They're like a cheese puff. You know what? They got no substance. It's just a bunch of air. You know what I mean? It looks like something, but when you squeeze it, there's nothing really there. Are you hearing me? You know what? Let's develop some character that we understand. Let me tell you about the gospel. The gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Well, here's why. Because the gospel is the only thing that's going to get people saved. I mean, we can talk about, oh, you know what? And, you know, we can talk about going bowling. And we can talk about, you know what? And we can talk about all kinds of stuff. And I'm not saying that, you know what? But I'm just saying, guys, Jesus is what the people need. So don't be afraid of it. Don't be ashamed of it. Yeah, but Pastor, I can't. I'm not, you know, I can't do what you do. You're not called to do what I do. You're called just to share what God has done in your life. You know what that is? That's your testimony. And there's no one who can give your testimony better than you. It's not about that. Guys, that's all I do. I just testify about the goodness of God and what he's done in my life. I mean, I know some scripture, but so do you. Amen? You read your Bible every day. That's a commercial. If you don't, just start reading. Right? But it's amazing how much retention you'll have just reading your Bible every day. But the main thing is just share the love of Christ with people. Don't be ashamed. For that's what's going to make them whole. Nothing else works. Nothing else works. Heard a guy just recently, his testimony, and he said, you know what? He started learning about UFOs, and that fascinated him, the UFOs. And then that started tying him in. How many know Satan will just try to lure you just a little bit? And he started with this UFO, you know what? And he started with the UFOs, and then he got into all kinds of witchcraft and all kinds of cultish, New Age stuff. And he had this huge following, all these people listening to what he said, making all this money, you know, just, you know, whatever they do on the internet, you know, Googling and all that stuff. And he had all this huge following, making all this money. And he said this, so powerful. He said, I knew all this stuff, this enlightenment, I call it endarkenment. But he knew what the world calls, he knew all this enlightenment. He said, and I love what he said, but you know what? When I looked at my life, there was no fruit from what I knew, except anxiety and fear and all this stuff. Powerful testimony. He said, one night he went to bed and he woke up in the middle of the night and he had this outer body experience. He could see himself over him. And he said he saw someone in red with just black. And he recognized, you know what? I am out of control. These spirits do not love me. They are playing with me. And I got into it playing with it. But at this point in time, they are controlling. He was freaked out. What saved him? The gospel of Christ. He says, I've never been happier in my life. My life is full of peace and joy. He said, my life is better now than it's ever been. Amen. See, what saved him? The gospel. You know, that we are children of the light. Amen. Father, I thank you for your powerful word of God tonight. Thank you, Father, that we are children of the light. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.